Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
And we're glad to hear your good vibes this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, hey, thank you guys for number one, man.
What? All right. Yeah.
Gosh, that's got to feel so good. So how do you celebrate?
It does feel good. Can I be honest with you? It hasn't really hit me yet. And I think that the reason is because, well, first of all, I celebrate when I wake up in the morning. So that's just it. I mean, like, at my house, if we wake up, we're blessed to be alive, and my kids are so healthy and happy, and not everybody gets to have that opportunity, unfortunately. So I just love waking up with little kids running around and stuff, but and a smoking hot wife. Aside of that, how do I celebrate? We haven't really – I just like to be around my family. That's celebration enough for me. You know, it's like it takes such team effort to get a number one and to get an album out and all these great accolades and everything. And I'm always the one who gets the credit because my name's on it. But I like to shine the credit on the others, my wife in particular, my team at my label and stuff. Like, without all them, it would never be possible anyway. And for Jesus, man, without the blessings, none of it would be possible.
Yeah, be careful, though. Don't wear your camo to the number one party because people won't see you.
I know, I'm wearing it right now, and they're every time they look through the mirror to talk to me on this microphone, they're like, "Where is he?" I'm like,
look for the whites of his eyes.
Yeah, look for the white Starbucks cup.
So, Chris, it's interesting because you mentioned that this is a whole family operation going on, and it is. Yeah. Unlike a lot of artists, your wife travels with you, family is often out on the road with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife manages me, you know, so everything and that's per my request. And I don't know if I don't know on some days if she loves that or not, but per my request, I mean, I just really, frankly, guys, I wouldn't do it without her. So that's just it. You know, nothing is more important than your family. Your family should always come first. And, that just does for me. And so that translates into my music. You know, it's why I'm able to have success. It's also why I'm able to have success with songs like Good Vibes in particular, because my family is my good vibe, man. That's my number one good vibe. So I'm so grateful for that. And, to trip people out this past week in Los Angeles, somebody was like, "Oh my God, wait, who are the kids?" And I was like, "Oh, those are my kids. I mean, what do you mean?" Our kids travel everywhere with us, you know, and who doesn't travel that way? I mean, every other normal family in America travels that way, right?
Right.
Yeah. Awesome. We're talking with Chris Jansen. And Chris, I know you have this 22-date Real Friends tour happening this fall. And for anyone who hasn't seen you perform live, you, of course, performed at our anniversary show. And I was watching your show with a buddy of mine who hasn't seen many country shows. And I'll quote him. Once you were done, he turns to me and goes, "That guy was bleeping awesome."
That's awesome. I get a lot of bleepings. it's so funny, man. I appreciate that. You tell your buddy thank you. I just, you know, I grew up a rock and roll kid who loved country music. So that's where a lot of that comes from. And also, you know, I just feel like I was born to do music.
Well, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your music, but mostly your spirit, because it comes through in your music. You just are goodness.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah, let me leave you on this. The listeners, too. You woke up today, so when you hear Good Vibes today, just remember that, excuse me, it goes a lot quicker, it goes a lot deeper than just the song, okay? It's not just a poppy little country song on the radio, it goes a lot deeper. Really, really think about living on God's time, man, when you wake up in the morning, how blessed you are just to be here. And then once you realize that, it's like you don't even worry about the guy in traffic flipping you off anymore. You don't even care about those moments, you know? It's you'd just be a lot more thankful in life. And that's what I've really learned from being the Good Vibes singer. And, you know, I just hope that translates with people. And I really appreciate everybody's support.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting beeped like crazy. And I'm so glad that you're not drinking 12 Mountain Dews anymore. Stay healthy, Chris Jansen.
I am drinking a pumpkin spice latte, and I love you guys.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Chris Jansen.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU. With more country next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.